God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah, I need a prayer for my friend in the hospital.
He's in the prolapse
ward of the hospital.
Okay.
His name is Timmy Boo Henson. He got shot up in the hood. He's in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, named Distorted View, Ohio.
You
got shot up in the hood.
Wow. Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. And I'm a strip club DJ, and I take care of him at a convalescent center.
Okay.
Part of my service. And I'm reformed now, and I'd like to pray, and I get into Jesus, and I feel bad for Timmy Boo Henson. He's got a prolapse condition, but he's having a prolapse party tonight, and I pray for, this prolapse party to go well. He's inviting a lot of people, Madge Weinstein, Cheryl Murkowski, Get Him Steve Dave, a bunch of people.
Okay.
His name is Timmy Boo Henson.
Timmy Boo Henson. I'm going to put his name in the prayer request box, and we're going to pray for him now, okay?
Pray for Timmy Boo and his prolapse, please.
Okay. Out here in the radio land, deliver and set free. Let your awesome power be manifested, Father. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Let's believe God, okay, my brother?
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, November 9th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, what in the hell is this?
Pressure cook my greasy balls.
Plus, morning news vomit, jail time for handing out straws, and frying up some rapist dick. All this with your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You know, the taste of semen is quite a flavor.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. If you've been following this Cincinnati saga of mine, and I think I've really mostly been talking about it on Sideshow exclusive episodes for some reason, but I think most of you know that I've been looking for a place to live down in Cincinnati. We found one house. It was full of asbestos or something, yada, yada. Anyway, big news today. We closed on the house, not the asbestos house, a different one. One that is way better, yet in no condition to be moved into. I think the technical term is condemned. Got to bring that shit up to code before we can move it. No, it's not that bad, but, floors need to be redone. We need to evict the crackheads who have been squatting in the basement. That's going to be my new studio. By the way, if there are any freaks down in Cincinnati, I made this plea on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program too, but there are way more people who listen to the free episodes. If you live in Cincinnati and, I don't know, like own a business where you like finish people's basements, give me a call. Maybe we could work something out. Quaggle, quaggle, quaggle. Yeah. I'm not opposed to exchanging blowjobs for some basement work. I'm learning so much about my body. No, I'm learning so much about home ownership. I haven't even moved into the place yet. For instance, I'm learning like when you get an estimate for work done, people just pull numbers out of their asshole. I mean, I know not everyone is going to give us the same price, but I thought it would all be in the same ballpark. So let's say a window costs $600. I would expect some estimates to come in lower, like $550, $575, and then some a little more expensive, $650, $700. What do you do when, like, one estimate comes in at $500 and the next estimate comes in at $1,500? On one hand, you're going to be like, oh, I'm obviously going to go with the one that's way cheaper, but then you start thinking, why are they so cheap? These things must be awful. And then you don't want to go with the super expensive one. So then you start looking at other companies, getting more estimates, trying to find a more reasonable price, but you don't know if they're shit or if it's still high compared to the low price. Oh, it's a total mindfuck. I'm having trouble even finding moving people because the price that I had in my head that I thought I would be comfortable paying these moving people, wildly different than the estimates they're giving me. I was way off in my calculations, apparently. I remember, like, when I moved from Ashtabula to Columbus, it cost me $1,000. You know, I boxed everything up myself, but they actually, packed the boxes in the moving van and unpacked it for me. Boom, $1,000. I mean, it was a much smaller space, but, I mean, Ashtabula to Columbus is a fucking three-hour drive. It's like an hour and a half to get down to Cincinnati from here, right? So it's a much shorter distance. And so I'm thinking, okay, maybe it'll be like $1,500 because we have more stuff here. I'm getting quotes for like $4,000. I don't have that kind of money to spend on movers. $4,000? That was just one estimate. And then I get the estimate for $3,500 with another company. I'm like, ooh, what a bargain. And then I snapped out of that pretty quickly. I'm like, wait a second. No. Just because it's less than $4,000 doesn't mean it's a bargain. So then I started getting all sorts of wild estimates. Everything from $1,500 to $5,000. So one company, they were advertising. They said, look, you know, we'll move you anywhere in the United States for like $999. So naturally, I was like, ooh, let me call them up. At this point, I don't care if they fucking ding and scratch every fucking piece of furniture I own. It'll be worth it, you know, to pay under $1,000, right? So I talked to these people and they're like, where are you coming? Like, where do you live right now and where are you moving to? And I said, Columbus to Cincinnati. And they said, oh, we can't help you. You're not traveling far enough. You've got to be moving out of state before you get that $999 price. So I'm not moving far enough to get the lower price. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes sense. I literally told these people on the phone, I said, well, look, you can drive the truck as far as you want as long as you just circle back and head towards Cincinnati. Like, you could take, we could pack everything up in the van, in the truck, and then you could, I don't know, drive to Washington State or something if you want to. We could do a tour of the lower 48, just, you know, swing back around, come back to Ohio, you know, just drop it off in Cincinnati. And they said, no, that wouldn't work like that. It's just so complicated and goofy. The other problem is, oh, of course, you know, we live in this house. It's a 4-bedroom house. Now, we don't have 4 bedrooms. I mean, there's shit in every room, but we don't have like 4-bedroom sets and shit. But when you are like getting estimates online, the first thing they ask you is like, how many bedrooms does this house have? To come up with an estimate, right? And the options are 1 bedroom, 2, 3, and the last option is 4+. Because that's the one that costs the most. I could either have 4 bedrooms or 20, and it would cost me the fucking same, probably. The other thing that happens when you have 4 bedrooms, that I learned, is that they don't even want to give you an estimate up front. They want to come to the house and take a look. So now I'm going to have people waltzing through the house, and I'm trying to find ways to make it look like we have less shit. Like, if I could clear out 2 of the rooms, maybe they wouldn't consider those to be bedrooms. You know what I mean? But I don't think there's any tricking these people. I think that's enough about the Cincinnati shit. I've got some audio to share with you, of course. This was posted in our Discord. Man, I am loving that Discord. Full of great content. I don't know exactly what this is. It's called Welcome to the Cum Zone. Official music video.
Welcome to the Cum Zone. Only.
This sounds like an advertisement.
Come to the.
It's like one of those porn sites. Does anyone know where this audio is from?
Welcome to the Cum Zone. Only cum inside anime girls. Quivering clit. Double jointed pussy. Fresh balls. Elegant ejaculation. First the kiss. Then the cum. My dick is in love with pain. Co-op cock torture. Stuff my dick into a furnace. Stitch my.
I can't tell if this guy is just like reading quotes from porn stories.
Cock shut. Pressure cook my greasy ball.
Or if he's just making this all up on his own. Regardless, I think you freaks should try to make some music featuring these quotes. I just happen to have a download here, a zip file full of everything he says. Like,
a cum slut, butt fucked dizzy.
Uh huh. And also,
are you fucking teasing me? Uh huh. Cocksure dick thief.
There's just like hundreds of these.
Department of Cum Accidents. Kissed her in the cum twister. Shit wrapped around cum. Suck my big fat juicy ball sack.
This zip file was linked, you know, in the description of that piece that I played earlier. So it's a free download. I will provide a link on the show notes today if you want to download this thing, and you can put all these quotes to music.
Water bong full of cat cum.
Who knows? Maybe you'll come up with something good. Submit it to me. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Maybe I'll play it on the show.
You made my pussy cummy.
In a world where you make my pussy cummy. He's got a great voice. I was trying to find information on who this guy is. I want him to be the official voice of Distorted View Daily, but I couldn't find much. His SoundCloud account was deactivated.
Fuck my asshole, full of cum.
Welcome to the cum zone. By the way, his official music video only has like 4,000 views. We're one of the first people to listen to this.
Come blast me and make it snappy.
It deserves way more.
Come, 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 come.
So good.
Come, 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 come,
come,
come,
come,
come,
come, come,
come, come,
come,
come,
come,
come,
come,
come,
come, cummy pussy. All right, let's move on now. Longtime listeners of the show know my just utter disdain, my hatred for morning newscasts. I don't understand what they're trying to do. I don't get the appeal. It's the only time you'll see anchors reporting on mass genocide one minute, and the next minute they're stomping grapes at the county fair, or they're gonna whip up a guiltless breakfast with, you know, with some local chef. Or zoom around the studio in electric scooters. And then the next segment is breaking news on a local school shooting. The thinking, I guess, is you're just waking up. You're getting into your routine. You want the news, but you also don't want it to be too heavy, I guess. I don't know. To me, it would make more sense to make the 6 o'clock news more fun. You know, you're winding down. After all the fucking stress with your kids and your family and work and shit, you want to come home and just relax. Or even like the 11 o'clock news, you're getting ready for bed. Do you really want the last thing you see as you drift off to sleep to be like the horrors of war? Some Marine with like a bloody stump just had his arm blown off. That's the type of stuff I want to see in the morning. I'm already dreading work. You might as well pile it on. Oh, we're going to war with North Korea. There's a drought that just killed 500,000 babies. There's a new brain-eating virus that's becoming an epidemic. All of this on top of my fucking 12 o'clock meeting with corporate. Great. Whatever. Gonna be a shit day. So here we go. I've got a clip here from the local news. I don't know what they just got done reporting on. Probably an interstate incest ring or something. And now they're eating spicy potato chips. Have you ever heard of such a thing, Jim? All right, so what we have here is the one-chip challenge. Apparently, there's a one-chip challenge. I don't know. It's this thing that you could buy. It's a very spicy, hot potato chip. And both of these reporters or anchors or whatever are going to bite into it, give it a try, see how long they can last. Whoever gives up first and drinks milk is the loser. So we have the lady anchor and this guy who I think is trying to act straight, but what's happening is as the spiciness, the hotness is overcoming him, the gayness starts to seep out of his pores, along with the sweat. Mm. Oh, I do not like the sound of listening to people chew crunchy things.
Oh, I like... Mm. You all right there, buddy? You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Need some water?
Oh, man, she is just taunting him. What? You okay? Huh? You okay there? Granny gonna get it? Yeah, she's totally fine with the heat of the chips. Not bothering her at all.
Not gonna win.
Do you want to wipe? Wow, finger licking good. Yeah, that was great. Jim, there's no shame.
He's like gagging and coughing, but trying to hold it in.
Jim, there's no shame.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around.
Mm. It's tasty.
A little aftertaste kind of hits you. No sweat.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. I swallowed the rest of it.
There is milk there.
Now he's tap dancing.
Can we get a close-up on his eyes?
Oh, my God.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
I should also say, to be fair, Jim.
Did she eat this? Oh, my God,
yes.
You did.
See, that's when the gay really is prominent. Did she... How did this girl eat that chip?
I should also say, to be fair, Jim.
Did she eat this? Oh my God,
yes.
You did.
Oh my
God. Ethiopian. My family is African. So I've been eating hot sauce since I was a baby.
This isn't affecting you.
Did you see the dirty look you just gave me? Jim, it's okay.
What's really funny is this, as this clip goes on, every time she speaks, he gets super annoyed. He's like, just shut the fuck up.
My lips are on fire. This is not affecting you at all?
At first, initially, oh yeah, like my nose was like a little runny. But I'm okay now. So you know how I've been training for my marathon for
a year? I'm sick of hearing about your marathon.
Yeah. Well, I've been training for about a year.
You know what I mean? He's just totally annoyed with her.
I have been training for
the truth comes out.
This moment all my life.
This bitch won't shut up about this marathon.
I've been eating pepper since I was a baby. It's true.
He's literally covering up his ears so he doesn't have to hear her.
Since I was a baby.
Make it stop.
You look good though, Jim. Sort of glistening, basking.
Really trying to annoy the hell out of him.
My God, I think I'm having a heart attack. All right, I can't. I'm gonna.
6 minutes in, and he lasted a pretty long time, but he had to drink the milk. Unfortunately, it's not agreeing with him.
Well, I think I'm doing damage to my digestive system.
Yeah, it's fine.
Listen closely. He's running off stage. Vomiting up the milk. Ta-da! That's your local news. That's your breakfast television newscast. Ridiculous. Real quick, before we get into the news, I would like to tell you about an exciting new product. These guys are not a sponsor yet. I'm just a fan of their product. Their website is poppetpal.com. I, of course, am talking about the Poppet Pal. This is a product designed for people who love to pop zits. They love the feeling, the squishing. They love seeing that pus come out. It's a disgusting habit, yes, but the Poppet Pal makes it a little more socially acceptable, right? I guess, maybe? So the Poppet Pal is a piece of silicone with little holes in it. It simulates the feeling and the popping of big, full pimples. Every Poppet Pal comes with 15 pimples ready to be picked the minute you receive it. The Poppet Pal can be refilled and picked over and over again. How the hell can it be refilled? Well, they sell add-on products like pimple pus. You can actually buy a bottle of artificial pimple pus to fill up the Poppet Pal. One refill bottle and one filling tool will come with each Poppet Pal to ensure your picking can be repeated over and over again. There's nothing else like it, period. The Poppet Pal even comes in two colors, Poppet Pal Peach and Poppet Pal Brown. I'm very curious about the artificial pimple juice, or the pus. Kind of reminds me of cum lube. You know, those dildos that actually ejaculate? Kind of like that. All right, there's even the Poppet Pal story. This is how they came up with the Poppet Pal. One day, while driving, my wife said, "How awesome would it be to have a fake pimple that feels real?" That's when our adventure to bring the world the first and most realistic pickable pimple ever. As pickers, our only hope is that you enjoy the Poppet Pal as much as our family does. You can subscribe to their newsletter. The Poppet Pal is $20, and that kit comes with your first bottle of pimple pus. Pimple pus add-on bottles can be purchased for $5.99, so it's very inexpensive. If you have a zit-popping fetish, do yourself a favor and check out poppetpal.com. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Hey, if you like Distorted View Daily and you would like to support it and ensure that this stupidity continues on for a long, long time, consider signing up and becoming a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. It's DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus Sideshow exclusives, like full-length episodes of DV just for paying members. We did an exclusive show yesterday. Also, throughout the week, we did a couple extended shows. One of them was over an hour long. If you like DV and want more, or maybe you just want to support fine alternative entertainment And when I say that, I mean alternative to entertainment, because whatever this is, I don't think anyone would describe it as entertainment. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. It is very inexpensive to sign up. Memberships are only $6.99 a month, but it's even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, it's been a very busy slash bad day for YouTubers and live streamers. First up, Logan Paul. He's back in the news. He took a little extended break after his last stunt got him in hot water. You may remember he went to that Japanese suicide forest and actually found a dead body hanging from the trees. So naturally, he poked and prodded at it or whatever, laughed at it. For the record, I don't think he touched it. But he was like kind of horrified, and then he was laughing, and you know, he just came off looking like a douche, right? There was huge uproar, and he apologized and said, you know, I'm going to take some time off, you know, and really reflect. That lasted, I don't know, less than a month, right? And now he's back after this long period of reflection with a brand new video where he shocks dead animals with tasers. What a fucking psychopath. It's like, first of all, you know, I'm an animal lover, even though I featured bunnies getting crushed and screaming. I mean, come on. I wasn't the one doing it. If someone else did it, I just found the video on the internet and shared it with you. All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy. They do make interesting sounds when they scream, but like, that makes sense to me, almost. I mean, it's a horrible thing to do, but I'm all about the audio. We got some good audio out of that, right? What does shocking a dead animal do? Nothing, right? They don't make any cool noises. They don't, like, all of a sudden shit themselves. Like, that would be kind of cool. You shock a rat or something, and all that, like, built-up shit that's still inside their system comes flying out of their anus. That would be neat. Or if they just exploded or something, would at least be visually interesting. You know, these dead rats don't do anything when you shock it. Also, they don't come back to life. It's not like a mad scientist Frankenstein situation. So it was totally pointless. So that's the first video I think he this Logan Paul guy came up with after the Japanese suicide forest thing, right? So now, I don't think he is taking a break again. I don't even know if he's apologized yet. YouTube is pretty pissed off. YouTube has demonetized his channel. And for Logan Paul, that's a huge deal because every month, he rakes in like $1 million. Literally $1 million per month in YouTube ad revenue. That's all gone. I mean, he still makes money with like merchandising and sponsorships. I don't know who's sponsoring him. I don't know what company would be dumb enough to do that. But so now finally, I think Logan Paul's going to be hurting. Because $1 million, that's a pretty good chunk of change. More money than I'd ever see in my lifetime. And he gets it every fucking month. The world just isn't fair. The story that I have for you today, though, is about a Twitch streamer. Apparently, yesterday, partnered Twitch streamer and Fortnite pro. What is this Fortnite? Up until like 2 days ago, I hadn't heard anything about Fortnite. Now, that's all I hear about. I need to play this game. Is it for PS4 or is it just for computers? Computer. All right, whatever. Yesterday, partnered Twitch streamer and Fortnite pro Jordan Scubby Selleck said on a stream that if anyone he knew ever threatened suicide, quote, I would dare them to do it, and then I would never talk to them again. This really isn't even a hypothetical thing because the topic came up after another Twitch streamer said, like, she was having suicidal thoughts. And so then he pipes up, If one of my friends threatened suicide, I would dare him to do it, asshole. Very compassionate friend. I will say this, though. I have known people online who, like, this is their thing. Like, there are people who are really, like, depressed and contemplate suicide. And then there really are those who say they're thinking about suicide or, like, tweet that they're going to jump off a bridge and they have no intention of doing it. It's just a way to garner attention. They're attention-seeking whores. I don't think I would ever say do it because I have a bad track record of judging people in general. And I know, like, I would be like, oh, this guy's not really going to kill himself. And I'd be like, hey, asshole, do it. Put a gun to your head and blow your brains out. I want to watch. Videotape it for me. Post it on my show. It'll be a fun sideshow exclusive, watching your brain guts hit the wall. Is that what it's called? Brain guts? Brain matter? Whatever. I like brain guts. Anyway, and then they would blow their brains out, and I would, you know, feel bad. I don't want anyone to kill themselves. Well, that's not entirely true. There are a lot of people I wish would kill themselves, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
Why don't you just
kill yourself?
I guess I do kind of encourage people to kill themselves. But I wouldn't do it if, you know, YouTube, that sweet, sweet YouTube money was riding on it. You know, if I was making millions of dollars per video, I would keep my fucking mouth shut. Anyway, so this kid was saying, like, look, if any of my friends threaten to commit suicide, I'd tell him to do it. And then I would never talk to them again. Last night, his esports team, Havoc Esports, said they've decided to part ways with Scubby, then linked to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Scubby himself kind of remained quiet for a while, but guess what? He posted a video on YouTube. Like, this is just standard operating procedure for Scandal now, right? Streamer says something stupid, the shitstorm starts, repercussions start happening, and that's when a new video is posted with an apology.
I have made a huge mistake.
There's no doubt in my mind that this is insincere. Obviously, he's just doing this because, you know, he got kicked off of his team. Twitch is pissed off.
I have made a huge mistake.
Where's the violin music?
Addressing a very serious subject on my stream. One that did not have my full attention at the time, and it was wrong. The proper way to have handled the situation would have just been to privately discuss it off stream. But honestly, when the subject was brought up in my chat, there were so many emotions and thoughts that just went into my head.
Oh, bullshit!
And I didn't know how to respond because it's a very sensitive topic.
My brain locked up! Think about what he's saying. Like, alright, someone brought up this suicide thing where a streamer was contemplating suicide. Oh my god, and there's so many things running around in my brain. I just can't get it all out. But the one thing that did come out of your mouth was, I'd encourage them to do it, and then I would never talk to them again. Like, that's the one thing that escaped out of all those thoughts in your head. The asshole comment.
For me personally, all I wanted to do was just get off the subject as fast as possible, and yes, that led to me saying some things that I don't mean.
Just kill yourself. Next topic, please.
It's time to clarify what I do believe. Yeah. I believe that depression and anxiety are very real and pretty common. I believe depression and anxiety can be coped with and eventually overcome.
Like, who cares what this guy thinks? We're not viewing your stream for your deep intellectual thoughts. You play fucking video games.
I believe that suicide is an incredibly cowardly and selfish thing to do.
And now he's said too much. Why didn't he just stop at the sentence before this one? It's like, okay, I understand where he's coming from. Like, because when someone kills themselves, it affects their family and friends, blah, 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 blah. So in that sense, yeah, it's selfish, but you don't want to say that during your apology video for saying something insensitive about someone who wanted to commit suicide. This is not how you get your Twitch sponsorship back, you fucktard. God damn. And you know, these people, like, this guy probably has like a million viewers, and I don't know who the hell he is. There are just too many internet / vlogger / YouTuber celebrities. That's why I kind of think Logan Paul is doing the right thing, zapping dead rats and playing tetherball with a dead Japanese corpse hanging from a tree. There are so many people online saying asinine things and getting in trouble for it. You really gotta up the ante to get noticed. That's where Logan Paul shines. All right, so there you go. Do I want to play any more of this?
And I also believe that with the right professional help, these things can be overcome.
Why don't you just
kill yourself?
Second story we have for you today. Actually, before I start reading this, I would like to play a piece from a local CBS affiliate about about this news story. Take a listen.
Controversy is stirring over straws. A state lawmaker wants a new rule to require people to ask for a straw. CBS 2's Joe Kwan reports some people are stewing over a proposal that could penalize some servers.
Yes, there's new legislation being introduced, I guess in California, that would outlaw the immediate dispersal of plastic straws if you receive a straw without specifically asking for it. The server could be fined up to $1,000. Don't believe me? Let's continue on.
Dolores Tobar says she uses straws all the time.
Anytime I order a drink, I use a straw.
Straws for water. Straws for soda. Straws, straws, straws. There's gotta be a better way. Introducing the Lipple. The Lipple is a reusable rubber lid nipple. Resizable to fit just about any cup. Just screw the Lipple on and suck, suck, suck. Straws are messy. And there's like video of someone trying to get the paper wrapper off of the straw and they can't do it because they're idiots. And then another person trying to jam the straw into the cup, but they missed the hole. Then the lid just comes flying off and spills all over them. You know how infomercials are. With legislation punishing anyone who offers a customer straws, why not act like the baby the government thinks you are? Suck the teat of Congress. All right, I'm sorry. Let's continue on here.
Tobar says she uses straws all the time.
Anytime I order a drink, I use a straw. If I have something homemade at home and I have the big fat straws at home.
And if she's eating out, she says it's common courtesy for servers to offer a straw.
They're servicing us as a customer, and anywhere you go, it's all about service.
But new legislation proposed by State Assemblyman Ian Calderon would require Tobar ask for a straw.
That's ridiculous.
And restaurant worker Alondra Fernandez says the rule could reflect badly on her.
Part of my job is like customer service, and customer service is offering what we have to offer.
The worker can't offer the straw. The customer has to request it. And it gets even dumber.
The way the law is written, it also includes a penalty for the waiter or waitress if they offer you a straw and you didn't request one. Here's the text from AB 1884. Rule breakers could get a fine between $25 and $1,000 and or up to 6 months in jail. Grandview Market owner David Sloan.
You could go to jail for offering someone a straw? I'm in for raping a minor. What did you do? I gave someone a straw with their mellow yellow. All right, so the guy who introduced this bill, Ian Calderon, wasn't that a planet in Star Wars? Isn't that where Luke Skywalker's from, Calderon? All right, Ian Calderon, the Democratic... Oh, God, why do you make me hate Democrats? All right, the Democratic Assemblyman, man, who introduced the bill this month, stressed that, okay, that $1,000 fine, it's in the bill, but should this be passed into law, the penalties would be removed through amendments. That sounds kind of fishy, huh? Well, apparently he's doing this all for publicity, the threat of the $1,000 fine. He says, we need to create awareness around the issue of one-time use plastic straws and its detrimental effect on our landfills, waterways, and oceans. The bill would tack the rule onto an already existing code, the violation of which carries a fine between $25 and $1,000, up to 6 months in county jail or both. It would only apply to sit-down restaurants, not bars or fast food locations. Calderon set out to defend the bill on Twitter, claiming amendments would be added to remove the possibility of fines or jail time for simply handing out straws, even though that's how the law is worded. He's like, well, we'll get rid of the unpleasant parts of it after it's passed into law. Mm-hmm. Heard that one before. Critics online, specifically Twitter, were doing what they do best. Act like dicks. They responded to Ian on Twitter. What about those little umbrellas that go in drinks? Why aren't you criminalizing that? What about when they give you too many napkins? Calderon insists that his bill, AB 1884, is not a ban on plastic straws. It is a small step towards curbing our reliance on these convenience products, which will hopefully contribute to a change in consumer attitudes and usage.
That's great, but why are you going about it in the douchiest, most crybaby way possible? All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Indonesia. Police in Batanghari Regency of Sumatra's Jambi Province said that on December 7th, a 54-year-old man identified as Terosman, as well as his 16-year-old son, identified by his initials RD, murdered M. Dasrula, a palm oil plantation owner who employed the suspects. So this guy was upset with his boss for some reason. Based on Terosman's confession to the police, he whacked the man repeatedly with a machete while the victim was asleep in a hut, killing him. With the help of his son, they took Dasrula's body to bury it, but not before Terosman mutilated the victim's penis. There it is. You know, if there's murder, there's got to be more to it. We don't, you know, that's not distorted view worthy. Typically, there's going to be some mutilation involved. All right. After I cut him, I buried him. I took his vital tool. That's how we should all refer to our cocks, our vital tools. That'd be a good band name, Vital Tool. I took his vital tool back to the hut, Terosman said. He then boiled the penis, and sprinkled in some spices from the kitchen, you know, for flavor. The goal was to eat the cock. He apparently had a reason for eating his victim's manhood, though not one that makes any sense. Here we go. Let's see if we can make heads or tails of this. Quote, I boiled the penis before I eventually ate it myself. So, the victim's spirit wouldn't haunt me. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I know if someone murdered me, I would want to haunt them, but if they fucking mutilated my cock, it's only gonna make me more angry. I'm gonna pull some poltergeist shit. The police said that Terrorist Man and RD, his son, were arrested at two different locations several days after the murder and after they had split up. Terrorist Man had reportedly shown no remorse over his actions and admitted that he and his son had plotted to kill Dasrula for over a week, as the victim had allegedly withheld their salaries for the 3 years they had worked for him. I used to get pissed off when the direct deposit didn't hit my account at exactly 10 a.m. on Friday. I've slashed my boss's tire for shit like that. All right, I can't imagine 3 years without pay. How could they even pay their bills? You know, after the first month or two, they should have realized maybe we're never going to get paid. He might be scamming us here. Definitely after the first year, should start looking for another job. They were owed about $1,400 US. Both have been charged with premeditated murder, with Terrorist Man facing life in prison and possibly the death penalty, while RD could face lighter penalties due to his status as a minor. Back in October 2015, in the neighboring province of Lampung, a man named Rudy Effendi killed another man whom he accused of raping his wife. Similar to what Terrorist Man did, Rudy mutilated the victim's penis, fried it up, and then ate it to heal the heartache towards the victim. I know I feel better when munching on dick. It's comfort food. And a freshly breeded asshole is comfort food. That's your disgusting gay joke of the day! Ting, ting, ting. Really, the only victim that I can see is the wife, who was raped, and I bet you she didn't get any of that dick. Well, she got dick in the wrong way. I'm talking about, you know, when this guy fried up the penis. He's the one that ate it, but it was used to heal the heartache towards the victim. I guess, like, the woman watched. The wife watches the man ate this rapist's penis. Like, he'll never rape again. It's in my belly now. I don't know what the hell this person was doing. Trying to heal the heartache towards the victim. This sounds like an explanation from a Twitch streamer after they've done something stupid. I didn't mean to make fun of the corpse that I saw in the suicide forest. So to make amends, I lit a little Asian man on fire. Like, what? How does that help things at all? All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hey, real quick, I want to tell you about AdamandEve.com just because we're so close to Valentine's Day. Why not get your partner something sexy, hot, something to fuck around with on Valentine's Day night? Go to AdamandEve.com, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. After you pick out something you like, add it to your cart. When you use the coupon code FREAK, you'll get 50% off, half off that item. Plus, Adam and Eve is going to throw in that romance kit, which includes a special gift for her, a gift for him, and then something you can both use. Not to mention a free adult movie and free shipping on your entire order. Go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code FREAK right now. They even have, this is something new, I think. They've got sex games, like board games and sexy dice and shit. There's a game called Let's Fuck. I think it's like Fuckopoly. I don't know. It's a board game you play with your loved one. There's also one called Monogamy. Maybe that's supposed to be like Monopoly. Kind of sounds like that. It's a hot affair game with your partner. Of course, Adam and Eve has adult movies, toys, you know, stuff to shove in various holes, nipple clamps, bondage gear, lingerie, costumes, stuff like that, lube, condoms. Go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Okay. Hey, before we get into some voicemails, I'm actually going to read a couple actual emails. We haven't done this in a long time. Butt Trumpet. His name is Bruce, but he goes by Butt Trumpet. Butt Trumpet says, real life will eventually bring an existential crisis to her faith. Oh, he's talking about that religious woman I featured on the extended show the other day. Remember that that girl who's like, I wake up every morning just so happy because I can see the light of Jesus through the window. And then I pray. I spend the first half hour praying. Then I get off the bed. Actually, she sits on the bed and then dangles her feet in praise of the Lord. Like, it was all very optimistic and chirpy and just super annoying. So Bruce, I'm sorry, Butt Trumpet says, real life will eventually bring an existential crisis to her faith. The trick is how she will recover. For me, it's been 30 years of therapy. So, boy, religion did a real number on Butt Trumpet. While I do consider myself a Christian, I've had that break with the Pollyanna syndrome this lady is in. My faith has been altered in hopefully a positive way. I feel like I'm part of his therapy. Stop forking thousands of dollars over to your psychiatrist and funnel that money to me. I need to buy windows and flooring, for Christ's sakes. All right. You serve as my 45-minute break from guilt and compassion. Thank you. In other words, you make me laugh, and that is sorely needed in this world. Yes, we laugh at other people's misery. I think that's healthy. One more email here. This guy, I think, is behind in shows, but he says, what's his name? Adam. Adam writes in, I like Panic at the Disco. Uh-oh, we might have a problem. I can appreciate the hate, though. You and your hate had me busting up laughing. Yeah, I talked about Panic at the Disco, and they're like ridiculously long titles for songs, and the way they don't sing so much as they just talk through their music. Specifically, he's talking about where I pretended to read a a menu, like a restaurant menu, mimicking their lyrics. Oh, beef broccoli, pork fried rice, hold the peas, number four to go. Now, I want some sesame chicken, yeah. She can't understand what I'm saying. I can't eat shrimp, lady. Haven't you ever heard of a goddamn seafood allergy? I'll start choking. My lips get big. I can't swallow. That's kind of what he's talking about. I did something like that. See the screenshot if you want to go. Oh, apparently, it was the November 27th show. You are the only true podcaster out there. I agree. And the reason the medium exists. Well, thank you for sucking on my nutbag. Everyone else are doing... Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. I butchered that line. Everyone else are... I think he butchered that line. Everyone else are doing... Wait, everyone... Why can't I read this? Everyone else are radio douchebags. Oh, there we go. Morphing their same shitty ad-filled format into podcasting. Coupon code FREAK. AdamandEve.com. Thank you. Also, stop offering lifetime membership so we can keep Timmy Boo fed and paid. Well, I kind of agree with you. Lifetime memberships are an insane value, but there are other ways to support the show and make sure Timmy eats and lives and stays off the streets. We've got that Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, if you want to throw a few bucks each month my way. I would really appreciate it. All right, let's do a... Thank you very much for the very kind email. I don't get a lot of positive, you know, emails, so I read them when I can. All right, so let's do just a couple voicemails now. Hey, faggot! Yeah, okay, this is why... This is why I read the positive emails when I get them. Yeah, go ahead.
Tim, I have been a listener since 2006, which makes it... Shit.
Not good with math, huh? Sounds like a distorted view listener.
11 and a half years.
Okay.
And honestly, I was just having a conversation with somebody. I do not enjoy any podcast, and I've tried listening to several, as many as yours. You have changed over the years, but only for the better.
Oh, thank you. And
it shames me to say this, but I am signing up for the podcast Sideshow tonight.
Awesome.
And
hey, better late than never.
I don't know why I haven't done it sooner, but...
Look, I know it's weird to spend money on something as trivial as a podcast, but if you like what I'm doing, I so appreciate
Tim,
it.
Don't change what you've been doing.
Yeah, I was trying to, I was thinking about when I moved down to Cincinnati, things I would like to try and do and how I'd like to expand my, you know, every year or two, I have the same conversation with you guys and then nothing ends up happening. But I thought, you know, this is an opportunity for me to shake things up, shake my big fat titties, do the truffle shuffle down to Cincinnati. And I was thinking, hey, you know, why not start inviting listeners to come participate in the show? But then, like, listeners aren't necessarily good co-hosts or guests, you know? Like, what's so special about a listener of Distorted View Daily? Then I thought, well, maybe I'll have some comedians that work down in Cincinnati come and be a part of the show. But there's so many podcasts that already do stuff like that. You know, I would like maybe like one day a week or something to have someone come in that I like, but I have to like get to know people, and I don't have any friends down in Cincinnati. I have even less friends than I have here, you know what I mean? Because I'm moving to this new area, and Lord Douche doesn't want to be a part of the show, so I have to like find someone who I get along with, work well with, and then I would love to have someone come in the studio and just, you know, play around with me in a very non-sexual or sexual way. I'd record that. That's a Sideshow exclusive right there. I do the show as someone blows me. And then I was thinking about, oh, what other type of shows have, you know, I've been doing the Distorted View Daily, and I love doing the show. I love the format of the show. I, you know, plan on doing this for a long time, as long as you guys will let me. But it might be fun to do other podcasts, like, you know, like short things, like, oh, like here's like a 12 episode seasonal type podcast thing. So I was toying around with that just to, you know, freshen things, you know, just to keep me interested and doing new things and stuff. So I don't know, nothing will probably come of it. You know me, I would love to get back doing video stuff, you know my concerns with that. And have guests and stuff, so we'll see what happens. One thing that I definitely am going to do, because we haven't done this since, geez, I don't know, 2006 2007, I'm going to set up a survey that you guys can take, and that'll help kind of shape where the show's going to go and give me an idea of who's listening, who's still listening to this nonsense. All right, so be on the lookout for that. I'm sure I'll talk to you more about that as soon as I whip up that podcast, or that survey, I'm sorry. Let's do one more voicemail here and call it a week. Good Lord, long week.
Hello, Tim. There are people who believe not only that they're not slaves, that is to say that they're free, but also that they can still be even freer. And, well, who would shell out $8 to buy a book on Amazon by Paul Caron, that's C-A-R-O-N, called How to Be Freer, 250 Ways to Loosen the Chains. Have a nice day, Tim.
Hey, if you want to sell your shitty goddamn books on my show, you will buy an advertising spot. Never call back into my voicemail line again with that nonsense. No one buy that book, freaks. Unless I set up an Amazon affiliate link in the show notes. And then you can click on that. I was, so in my quest to expand the show, you know, that I've just been talking about, like, oh, maybe I'll do some other podcasts or do some live shows, blah, 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 whatever. So I was looking up ways to increase or different like revenue streams. I'm always worried that I'm on the verge of financial ruin, right? Buying a house was a brilliant idea. And so I was watching this guy who's very good. He ended up being a Christian. It always happens. I always like start listening to these people or watching these people, and they turn out to be like hardcore fucking Christians. The same thing used to happen to me when I was younger, and I'd be in my car listening to like what I thought was alternative rock, and it was like the Christian rock station. I'd be like humming along, and all of a sudden they'd be talking about, you know, the blood of Christ and atoning for sins and stuff. And I'm like, well, maybe it's just they couldn't find another word that rhymes with opponent, so they just threw atonement in there. But no, it was, you know, all Jesus-y. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, this YouTuber that was talking about different revenue streams and stuff. And, well, he does, like, a lot of hardware reviews for, like, cameras, DSLRs, and microphones and shit, right? And whenever he does these reviews, he posts, you know, like, Amazon affiliate link to buy that shit. And you get, like, 4 to 10% commission on that sale. And, Screech, to top it all off, like, that amp, when you click on that link, it's kind of like a cookie where it follows you for like the next 20 hours. So if you buy anything on Amazon, that person that you know you initially click that link on, you know they get money. I need to get on that shit. How long has the Amazon affiliate program been around? Like, since the internet was created. I'm just getting around to signing up for that. It's amazing I'm able to do this show for a living for as long as I have been, because I'm so bad at business. I mean, imagine how successful I would be if I actually put some effort into the business side of this stuff. Yes, caller,
Tim,
one more.
Beautiful fucking faggot.
There it is.
I'm a member of the Discord server. My name is Ratty. Yeah. Scumhook knows who I am. Fuck you all.
Okay.
Magical place on there. I got to see side-ass cups in the wild. I want to touch them and squeeze them. I've seen so many penises on there. It's amazing. Thank you all for letting me be a part of that beautiful, beautiful thing.
It's like Narnia for the freaks.
I want to see and hear more cum farts and poke the size-ass boobies. I'm not a lesbian. I just want to touch them. Feel their texture.
I heard they're like sandbags.
A scientific endeavor. You know, the need I have to motivate giant boobs.
All right.
God bless you.
Some
all.
Hot lesbian action going to go down on the Discord.
I fucking hope you will die in hell. Bye.
Okay, thank you very much. Again, if you want to participate in the Discord, it's very simple. First of all, there's like apps for your iPhone, Android device. There's also, you know, just like you could load up the web version of it on your computer. But there's also an app for like Mac computers and Windows, I'm guessing. There's a link on distortedview.com right at the very top. You know, home, about, podcast, and then Discord. Just click on that and you'll be whisked away to a land full of freaks. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God.
My dad glazed my face with cum.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
My mother reads a Craigslist personal ad.
I need a dictionary. Very large inner... What'd you say it was?
Labia.
Oh, labia. Very large inner labia. Are they big and meaty?